How can you be blindsided by an ADHD diagnosis? Well, it's easy. Our culture has largely a ton of alternate explanations for virtually all ADHD-related challenges. Moreover, even in this 21st century, the public and even many in the mental health profession have not caught up to the science. So when we finally learn, we are shocked. Why did we not know this before? How many relationships are imperiled by unrecognized ADHD? I suspect it's in the millions in North America alone. No matter how many, and then my spouse was finally diagnosed, stories I hear, each one moves me and motivates me to keep beating the drum. Hi, my name is Gina Pera, and this guest post comes from a woman named Claudia. I met her via a friend who is an evangelical Christian and who beats the adult ADHD drum loudly in her community. My friend tells me that so many church friends find themselves and their marriages in dire straits because, one, ADHD has long gone undiagnosed, and two, their church teachings call for wives to submit to and support their husbands. Cultural situations of all kinds can add another layer of invisibility to the presence of ADHD. This is, in part, Claudia's story about her newly diagnosed ADHD marriage. She continues from here. Let me preface this. I love my husband. Wouldn't trade him for the world. And I will not lose what we have over something that can and will be better with treatment. This is a look at my life. That's all. And over 10 years, there's never been a time when my urgent was most urgent. I've been an hour late for dinner with friends many, many times because my husband was talking to someone and, quote, couldn't get them to stop. He doesn't take the blame for this. I've typically covered. As a result, I may have come across as insensitive to some of my best friends. I've lost job opportunities because he couldn't get home in time for me to attend the interview. It was out of his control. He doesn't even remember this. It's not at all conscious, just that his in-the-moment urgency was far more important than mine. I've delayed, canceled, scrapped, and given up on his plans time and time again. He has no idea how many times. I don't even try to remind him because it doesn't matter, and he feels bad. Yesterday, he promised to care for the kids all day so I could get a jump on client work that stacked high. But then it was more urgent for him to do some house projects, his current obsession. So I had no choice but to put off projects to keep the kids alive. I should note that this is a guy who's never been late for work a day in his life. See, that's part of his urgent. Meeting with his pal? Wouldn't dream of being late. Dinner with my friends? Let's sit around and chat for another half hour before leaving, despite my prodding. Again, this just isn't all that intentional. When it's part of his world, he internalizes meetings, deadlines, and stresses and stews about them. When it's part of my world, I have to remind him 10 times on the day of, and he'll still tell me he didn't know. One time our children were with grandparents, and we had a one-night mini-vacation scheduled at a B&B 30 minutes away. He didn't get home until 10 p.m. because he was messing around with a project that had no deadline. That left almost no time for us, certainly not to relax, but he has fond memories of that night as something he did special for me. I remember crying for 2 hours because I felt like he didn't care about me. Right now, I'm struggling, coping with this ADHD diagnosis. It feels unfair and unjust in so many ways. Why couldn't his family figure this out decades ago? Why didn't I recognize it from the beginning? How can I help him without entirely losing myself? And I have resources, thankfully. I'm learning, educating myself, educating him slowly as he's able to accept it. We're moving forward. I've seen some thoughts on ADHD being a, quote, difference instead of a disability. I don't entirely disagree. but I'm not ready to embrace that thought train yet. Untreated and unrecognized ADHD is devastating to the patients and those who love them. Motivation? Let's talk about that for a bit. We've been in a whale of a financial mess recently, and we desperately needed more income. His answer? You need to make more money, baby. You need to do what you're really good at. You just need to get more motivated. I'm really good at what I do. I work part-time, run a mini marketing agency on the side, and care for my two little kids. He's right. I could make a lot more money. I'm smart. People love my work. I understand business. If I had time. Here's where my more motivated goes. My kids go to daycare, partly because I can't get anything at all done when they're home. Both have ADHD symptoms. I'm totally responsible for them otherwise. It's impossible for him to be there for pickup. If someone's sick, he can't take off work, so I do. I also cook, clean, do laundry, buy groceries, handle all the paperwork and household issues because he can't. Not that he's incapable or even unwilling, just that it's not part of his urgent. My time is 1,000% taken up with my fire department labors, putting out all the little fires he leaves behind that occasionally turn into forest fires. I battle flames alone because there's no one to help. His also ADHD parents figure I'm probably lazy or we wouldn't have these issues. And my husband silently agrees. My parents don't have the resources or understanding to come to my rescue. We don't live very near any family members, and we moved to an area where we knew no one a few years ago. So when the car breaks down, the AC goes out, a child has to go to the ER, or any number of other crazy things happen, there is no one to call. Until fairly recently, I assumed this was all normal. We both grew up in extremely fundamental, complementarian churches, where the wife is expected to support her husband and, quote, work quietly at home. Complementarianism is a theological view in that men and women have different but complementary roles and responsibilities in marriage, family life, religious leadership, and elsewhere. I simply didn't know that everyone doesn't deal with this much extreme crazy. My husband's parents believe it is my job to follow, submit, and help my husband. So all of our issues land squarely on my shoulders. My parents have been successfully fooled into thinking my husband is sweet, hardworking, and charming. Make no mistake, he is. I've gone out of my way to hide the rest. Then 2 years ago, my husband's official ADHD diagnosis blindsided me. I had no idea. I'm an educator, and I've spent hours researching ADHD. I've taught children with a variety of learning disorders and delays, written about them, and worked hard to connect. But I'd never known an adult with ADHD before. Actually, it's more accurate to say I didn't know what it looked like. I didn't know how the symptoms shift, change, and mask themselves in adulthood. I definitely didn't know that submitting to my husband's leadership, like I was taught to do, could destroy us completely. Life goes on. As we learn about ADHD, his life, and my, by extension, my life, will improve. The diagnosis has already helped him. It took him from, I'm a stupid idiot, to, oh, there's a reason I'm this way. But this weekend, I'm grieving the stupidity of a cultural system that fundamentally doesn't believe in the importance of mental health. I'm referring to the church system I grew up in, but this applies to a broad swath of America as well. God help us, we've got to do better. We have no excuse. Can you relate to any part of Claudia's story? Were you also blindsided by the ADHD diagnosis? One thing I have always emphasized in my books, presentations, workshops, and now in my online training, people with ADHD are not clones. People with ADHD are individuals, the same for their partner. They are experiencing various aspects of a highly variable syndrome with the rest of their personality and background to consider as well. In the most severe presentations, however, ADHD can be highly impairing. Education, support, and often treatment can make enormously positive differences. I believe everyone grappling with ADHD-related challenges deserves the best information possible so that they can make clearer decisions in life. Thanks for listening.